Welcome everybody. Shir number 1545. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moishe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoishe and Lirafu Shlema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we are trying to finish off the halachas of Daber Davar. So interesting thing brings down the Sefer Klolim. I'm trying to go a little bit from the Sefer Klolim. He says on page Shin Pei Beis, Shin Pei Gimel. The question is, we spoke about, you can't say bakashas. So it's a fair, you can't say, we don't do requests on Shabbos for panasa, gezun, these type of things, bring sar, whatever. So we know, there's an age-old question, as they say, we know that you say zechreinu l'chaim, birchas hamazon, we're asking for panasa, right? We're mentioning zuneinu, fanuseinu, Hashem should give us panasa, and so on. So the question is, how could we bench? I mean, like, we're not supposed to ask for bakashas. How could we say, in the Seres Yemei Tshuva, right, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how could we say Zechreinu L'chaim? We're asking for life, we're asking Hashem for this, asking Hashem for this. There's certain things that are already set, Chazal set for us, so maybe we should skip all that. Skip the words in benching, skip the words in Seres Yemei Tshuva, right? We're asking for life, we're asking for Parnassah. We said we're not supposed to be asking for that. So, interesting thing. I personally heard, if I remember correctly, from Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechzadik Levracha, that reference to Zechreinu L'chaim and the extra things that we say in the Seres Yemei Tshuva, if I remember correctly offhand, that Rav Avigdor Miller said at that time that Lamais, the bottom line is, we need the extra help. in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we need the extra help. So then sort of like we're allowed to ask, you know, in conjunction with the Lashon from Chazal, in conjunction with the language that it's brought down in Shmon Esrei, like Zechreinu L'chaim, Melechavitz, whatever the case is, all those things. Right, when we ask Hashem for the extra things in the Seres Yemei Tshuva, so we need the extra help. But he brings down the Sefer Klolim also when it's sort of like in a bracha form, it's sort of like set in a bracha form, and also whereby Chazal set it up for us like that in a bracha type form. So then that would be okay. Not making up our own bracha, but if it's in a bracha like form, obviously like in Birchas Hamazon and benching, you have to say it, right? So he says, Muta Loimazunenu Farnesen Birchas Hamazon, since the fact that it's like a lashon of a bracha. It's like a chelik of the bracha. It's not like, you know, when we're asking, you know, these things, parnasa, gezunta, whatever the case is, so we're just asking, stam. But over here, it's in a bracha type of a form, so therefore that would make it okay. And to go in conjunction with what Chazal set up for us, to say these things, even though it might be Shabbos. That is an interesting thing to keep in mind. Now, of course, that doesn't mean somebody go ahead and make up their own brachas. In case in time, in conjunction with Hal Chazal set it up in davening, those parts of davening that are bakashas for these type of things, for gezunt and parnas or whatever, even though it's Shabbos, so in Birchas Hamazon, these type of things. So then we still say it because Chazal set it up for us like that, and it's in a bracha type form. And it's not something really that's going to bring us sar, because again, it's in a bracha-like form that, oh, we'll have the bracha of panas, we'll have the bracha of gezunt, and all these things. So then he asks an interesting thing, says the Sefer Klolim is asking on page Shin, Pei Dalid. Again, we're just trying to go through various interesting things, finishing off. So what about the harachmans? Harachmans are also different brachas. The harachmans and benching are different brachas. How can we say that? That's not really part of the, you know, the four brachas and benching per se. It's afterwards, but he says interesting thing. So that's not a problem. Also, yesh matirim loymar. Since he's saying it's somach lebirchas hamazon, the Imam is saying it. It's right after the four brachas of benching. So again, it's sort of like all one print into the brachas of benching itself, whereby Chazal set it up for us. That was really part of the brachas of benching. So that would be good. That would be no problem, of course. Also, Yesh Matim, he says, Leim Elikai Nitzar, also besides Tefillah Samida, that's also no problem. What about Elikai Nitzar, which is also some sort of Bakash's request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elikai Nitzar at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? We say it on Shabbos too, even though it's a shortened Shemoneh Esrei, and one of the reasons is because of Shabbos. We're not going to get into all that right now. But be it as it may, Yesh Matirim, but still Elikai Nitzar, you could say, even though in my Elikai Nitzar you might say, well, there's some bakashas there, or whatever the case is, maybe Shabbos, don't say it. No, you can still say it's Shabbos, it's all fine. Yesh Matirim, La Amri, Afilu, La Achash, Akvar, Amri, Yelir Tzayin. He says he could even say it after Yel Ritzayim, because really, when we say the pasuk Yel Ritzayim Refiv again, right, and that pasuk, that's really ending off Shemona Esrei in general. But he says the person in the Sally kind of sorry even to say it after that. That's what he's bringing down. Yesh Matim La Amre Afil La Achash Akvar Yel Ritzayim Alpha Pisha Ali Day. Again, it's all part of the Shemona Esrei itself. I guess in a far-fetched case, we're not going to get into those halachas right now. Anyways, okay, he says on the bottom, even there's a tefillah we say in Yom Kippur, like Anshalei Nitzarti, Yeni Kedai, V'Achshav Shenitzarti, the whole thing. Some say, even say it every single day. He says even on Shabbos one could say it. He brings from the Aruch HaShulchan actually. Yeshen Hagim Leimer Lekai Dis Adshalein Esati. This some say it every day. But term Leimer B'Shabbos brings from the Aruch HaShulchan. One could say it on Shabbos also. Mutar Mishum again because it's all part of a bracha form. It's not going to bring a person so much sar. Okay, he says some say if a person doesn't say Eli Kainitzar, not to say it after Yelud Tzayin. Usually that's not the case. Usually a person remembers to say Eli Kainitzar, but he says interesting. And by Berachas Hashachar, just finishing off, where there's some Yelud Tzayins also over there. Yesh Matir Lama Yelud Tzayin. In other words, they're Bakashas from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sha'imrim Tekef Acha Berachas Hashachar. Sha'afal Pi Sha'imer. We're asking Hashem should protect us. Shatatzi Leni Hayoyim V'Chol Yoyim Mayazei Ponim from Lashon Hara and these different type of things. So again, it's request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yesh Matirim, we could do that. Shubha Kasha Tzrachav, the Kevin Shen Niskan, La Amrei Tekev, La Acha Berachas Hashachar. Again, it's a person is saying it right after Berachas Hashachar, after you say Berachas in the morning. Many people say, this Yel Ritzayin, Hashem, we should be protected from this, protected from that, protected from talking, Lashon Hara, protected from Rachmanos Lan, bad things. So, it's a Bakasha, it's a request, so that's also okay, because again, he says it's La Acha, right after Berachas Hashachar, and that would be fine. It's all part of that bracha per se. Kenei hagam harbe, that the people do it. Okay, he says there is a gra. He brings out from the gra had a minig not to do it. Kevin shu tachanunim, because it's tachanunim. Taka is request and from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the gra didn't do it. But the minig olam in general is to do it, and the reason is again because it's all part of the bracha. It's coming right off the bracha. It's sort of all connected, like we said with the benching, and we said with the Shemona Esrei and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.